9 inches.
9 inches.
9 inches is like stilts.
And he's got to be. And he's got to be standing by a special table.
It is inevitable.
Inevitable. Didn't find that yet.
Inevitably.
Boy, this new computer thing is really great, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it's working.
I know it is.
And I tell you something.
I think I find our tapes.
I'm just happy that I'm maintaining consciousness today in this studio.
What's our current time? 4:48 on the East Coast. And what's our current temperature here in the studio, Robbie, Bobby Boo?
84.5.
God. Really, unique. Yeah, man. I'm relaxed.
I guarantee you this. These underpants are being thrown away.
Yeah.
You know, these will never make the gypsies that clean my house.
Right.
They will never be troubled with these.
Inevitably, they will not be put in the laundry.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, you there?
Yes, we're both here. Hi.
And Mike. Hey, last night, I'm surprised you guys didn't watch
That's
the
nice tone,
team.
Wasn't it, yeah. Buzz?
And Mike.
And Mike.
And Mike.
Mike, you're my favorite.
Oh, and now what? Hey, thanks.
So that's, hey, you've made one call and insulted two people.
Thanks. I'm sorry. I'm not doing too well.
I'm fine with it. My cheese fine.
I know that Don won't agree with this, but last night was a special on Ernest T. Bass on TV Land. They showed all the Ernest T. Bass shows.
Oh. All the Ernest T. Bass episodes of Mayberry?
Yes.
Oh, you're right. I would have tuned right out. Thank you for the call. Oh, and I found... Have you ever, Rob, seen the Dick Van Dyke where Rob's cousin George comes and he thinks he's going to be hooked up with Sally Rogers and they try to hook him up with Herman Glimcher's mother? That actor is Denver Pyle.
Is it really?
It is. I hate that guy.
Denver Pyle with mustache or without?
With mustache.
With mustache.
Denver Pyle, and I realized, Mike, when I was watching the Dick Van Dyke a couple of days ago, that's where my real hatred of Denver Pyle started.
Okay.
Before he became one of the Darlings.
All right.
Or maybe, you know, chronologically, maybe
I think it was Dick Van Dyke. I think it was the Darlings, and then it was Uncle Jesse after that, right?
That's right. And he also, he's been in a lot of Westerns,
right,
too.
Yes.
I did some research this week, and do you remember the Dick Van Dyke where they go to an auction?
Yes.
The auctioneer is the guy who did the voice of Fred Flintstone.
Oh, the original, like, what's his name? Alan?
Alan Reed.
Alan
Reed.
That's
the only time you can see his face that I could find. Mike?
Mike? Hello, Mike.
It's just too goddamn hot for you to be doing stuff like that. I mean, I'm really serious. If you wrote that down and gave it to me on a piece of paper and I read it again to our listening audience, they'd all understand. You know,
there's an episode of Dick Van Dyke.
Herman Glimcher played the guy.
No. The Dick Van Dyke that he's talking about has the guy who was Fred Flintstone, the real Fred Flintstone, in his only on-screen appearance.
Okay.
I know what you're saying, BFT. I know that.
I mean, on a certain level, I suppose it's interesting.
Do you think it was hot in the Stone Age?
It was very hot.
Humid.
But so it's so funny because when Buzz lived there, he wasn't hot at all.
No, it was cold.
It was cold.
It was very cold.
No kidding.
Kiss. Let's change topics.
Okay. We need music like this.
I'm going to give away a trip to Las Vegas today from Independence Air, flyeye.com. Get your happy bags and all that jazz. Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike show. And we've got from our College of Rock and Roll Knowledge...
82
different songs.
Wow.
We do a little stump to stoop. I'm ready to take on all comers.
Oh, I love this. This is if people want to play DJ.
And these are songs that are not currently, for the most part, right, in our rotation?
They're all from all over the place. Very few of them you rejoin with.
Yeah. Okay, so Rob has gone and downloaded 82 different songs. And we play the game just like Name That Tune.
Right.
I'm pretty much of a savant when it comes to this. I can name almost any top 40 classic rock, disco, limited country. I can name songs within like 2 seconds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 2 seconds, that's usually what people start with.
It's a gift. It really is. For instance, this is
the winner
of a tape from American Idol.
Good job. 2 seconds or less.
That's incredible how you did that.
I thought there was a record in there.
I didn't know if you wanted to.
I thought you just had a compilation.
You're going to demonstrate how you do this.
Yes.
You are going to demonstrate.
Throw one in now. Is this one of the new ones?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mike, you can play along.
Yeah, I can name that tune in 5 seconds.
I can name it in 2.
Name that tune.
Hold On Loosely by 38 Special.
You are correct.
Wow. You know, I always thought that they kind of sounded like a Redneck Boston.
Mm-hmm. That's a good comparison.
You know, they got the guitars going. That's another band that Bob Ice could be the front man for, his 38 special.
Yeah, but I'd really love to see him hang out with Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think that would give a new energy to that band.
We'd be able to sing the King's Dominion.
Yeah, and Hershey Park.
Yeah. All right. You got one more?
Yeah.
Well, we got 80 of them. Okay. I'll name it in three.
I'll try two.
Go, Mike.
If you change your mind.
That's ABBA, If You Change Your Mind.
Okay.
Winner! Take a Chance on Me, you know, whatever it is, right?
Well, technically, it's Take a Chance on Me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So I followed up If You Change Your Mind with Take a Chance, so I get credit because I did give the real title before you said it.
You want to play again?
One more time.
Okay. I'll name it in three.
I'll try two again.
Here we go.
8574309, but you know it better than I.
8675309 by Tommy Two Tone.
Say, Tommy Two Tone, I wouldn't have got. You defeated me.
All right, one more time. Now right. Let's play the 1 second game.
Okay.
Ready?
Just any do I go first?
First to get it.
Oh, okay, I won't win that one.
Okay, 1 second, go ahead.
Right. It's Been a Hard Day's Night, the Beatles.
Yep. Would you front load it with easy ones?
Really?
Yeah, that's what it is. You're such a gracious winner. You killed me.
Okay, there's another one for you, Mike. Right,
1 second.
Good luck. Right. I'm sure it'll be something like, ho, 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 ho. No, 1 second. Here you go. Very good.
No, I have no idea.
Magic by Olivia Newton-John.
Are you feeling better now?
Yeah. Get your ass, I am. See, the thing is, that Beatle was just such a gimme one. That Beatles one was a
total
gimme.
And the listeners aren't going to tie you like I did.
We're not tied, because now we're going to a tiebreaker.
All right.
I'll name it in three.
Two.
What, Rob?
Point of order. It was a little more love, but it was Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, so that's negative numbers. Oh, I have taken the lead.
No, you have.
This is your thing.
No,
I can't. No, I got lucky. Hard Day's Night.
Come
really.
All right. 2 seconds.
Two
go.
Seconds. Here. Abracadabra.
No. Go ahead.
Abracadabra. Steve Miller Band.
Yep. Yep. Really no need for me to do this bit anymore. That's good.
I have never won.
Would you get with Mike and say, Mike, tell me some of your all-time favorite songs?
I'm going to be leaving the studio
written on his wrist.
I don't even enjoy playing this game.
Listen, boy.
Hey,
boy, get to the questions, boy. Now you got to play the 1 second version.
Okay.
Hot Shot.
All right. Addicted to Love, Robert Palmer.
Good for you.
I don't know. I'm just on a roll.
Maybe it's the heat.
I don't know what it is.
1 second. Here we go. Come on. Do what I do all the time. Make it look like it's really easy.
25 or 6-4 Chicago.
You're giving him like music of your life. I do it. It's crap like Soldier Boy. He does it. You're giving him the goddamn greatest hits from Oldies 100. Congratulations, Mike.
Right.
Here's another one for you. Don't be sorry.
All right. Afternoon Delight, Starland Vocal Band.
Right. I'll be leaving.
Just kidding. I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm doing it. I'm not faking it.
I'll be leaving now.
I'm not. I don't.
Here you go. Take another one. Go ahead, Kreskin. Here you go.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Don't patronize me.
I'm not patronizing you.
Don't patronize me.
You know, Mamos and Love Dudes.
Back in Love Again by LTD.
Would not have had it.
Yes, you knew it.
Now, stop that. Yes. I'm playing the game legitimately. I am playing the game legitimately.
Here we go. Here's another one.
Tainted Love?
Always Something There to Remind Me by Naked Eyes.
I blocked that. I hated that song about as badly as I hated any song.
You're much sharper at this than you've ever been. I want to tell you something, my friend. We may not have to play with our beloved listeners today. I just might have to be me against you today. One-on-one. We might have to have our
lightsabers. Lightsabers. You know what? I'm on a run.
Laser swords.
I mean, I listen when you're playing against the listeners. I've gotten very lucky.
Sword machine!
It is, seriously,
actually, I'm ready to pass out.
Here you go, Mike. Here's another one.
Oh, Dance With Me. That's Orleans. It's easy.
This has never happened before.
No. 99 Left Balloons, Nina.
Yeah.
Winner!
Wow, that was good.
I tell you what, the next break, it's hot as hell in here. I'm going to go to the other room.
No, you're not.
No, yes, I am, and Mike's going to do a little stump the stoop.
No.
Because you're fantastic at this game all of a sudden.
I am.
Look at this.
I'm lucky.
No.
I'm lucky.
You've tapped into this knowledge. You've tapped into this.
It's only because I've been working with you for 20 years.
Do another one. Things We Do for Love by 10 CC.
Wouldn't have gotten it.
Here's another one for you.
I wouldn't have got it if you played it up to the vocal. I wouldn't have gotten it.
Here's don't patronize me. You're doing well at this.
Thank you.
And it kills me.
I know.
Here we go.
All right.
Close to You by the Carpenters.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? That was it.
Yeah, I know.
Here's another one. I Ain't Your Stepping Stone by the Monkees.
Okay.
Now I'm going to have to school you a little bit.
All right, you put me...
Here's another one.
You're sending me to school.
That's Shake, 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 Shake Your Booty by Casey and the Sunshine.
All right. You know, strangely, I'm starting to get irritated now.
Here's another one. Just jump in if you think you know what it is.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. That's Walk This Way.
I would have gotten that. I was fooling around.
Too much joking.
I know. All right, now okay. I'm going to try.
Serious? Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I love the Nightlife by Alicia Bridges.
See, I can finish your sentences. It doesn't have credibility. I wouldn't have gotten Alicia Bridges either.
There might only be 19 on that one.
Okay, here's number 20.
One more. Just 20.
Number 20. Is it going to queue up?
Who knows? It's awfully hot in here.
It is hot.
Anyway, you're outstanding today at this
point. Well, I got on a run. It feels good. It feels good. Why not?
You're really outstanding
today. Why not?
Today.
But I swear to God.
Coming up. Shall I sing it?
Ryan, maybe it's because of the lack of oxygen.
No, hold on a second. I like this. It's kind of a challenge. This is good.
Yeah, but you notice the tide turning a little.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Ride, Captain Ride by Blues Image.
Wouldn't have gotten that. And when I don't get them, I'm not going to get them if you even played the vocal.
Oh, you're not?
I know it. I just don't know who the hell it is. I don't know the title. Oh, Brown Betty. Black Betty.
Excuse me.
Black Betty. By Pat Travers? No. Thin Lizzy. No.
Ram Jam, and it's not Brown Betty. It's Black Betty. I'm going to call the NAACP on you. Old Brown Betty.
Brown Betty. I don't know. You see.
It's Brown.